Hachette Audio presents The Paris Secret, written by Natasha Lester, read by Penelope Rollins and Mel Stewart.
To Audrey, the dark-haired heroine in my life, you are boundless. I hope you always believe this. Prologue. Paris, the 12th of February, 1947. In a grand townhouse at 30 Avenue Montaigne, Margot Jourdan is helped into an ivory silk chantong jacket with a padded and flared peplum and a pleated black wool skirt. The skirt falls, shockingly, all the way to mid-calf, such an excess of fabric for a post-ration world. A strand of pearls is placed around her neck, and she is finished off with a wide-brimmed hat and black gloves. Even after the desecration of war, a woman's hands are still too startling to be left unclothed. Madame Raymond spins Margot around as if she were a ballerina in a music box and allows her chin to fall just once into a satisfied nod. She indicates with her arm that Margot should step through the doorway of the cabine and into the salon. Thus, the legendary Dior bar suit is conveyed via Margot's body to an unsuspecting world. In the Grand Salon, a crowd of elegant Parisians, Jean Cocteau, Michel de Brunoff from Vogue, and Marie-Louise Bousquet from Harper's Bazaar, sit shoulder to shoulder with barely any room between them for breath. Some people are standing against the wall, and others line the staircase. Such has been the demand for tickets to this show, which canny profiteers have sold to the clamorous for more than it costs to buy black market butter. The salon wears its muted palette of pearl grey and white as subtly as a concealed zipper. The Louis XVI medallion chairs, the gilt picture frames topped with Fontange bows, and the Belle Époque chandeliers all seem to declare that time has stopped, and it would be best to pay attention. Unfurled fans rustle like premature applause, and the air is scented with perfume and gauloise and anticipation. Everywhere, skins are a-tingle. As Margot glides along, she hears gasps, sees heads lean forward and hands twitch as if they wish to skim the ennuite curves of her suit. She completes her circuit and passes through the grey satin curtain, behind which stands Christian Dior, the man who stitches seams with magic, whose gowns transcend fashion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?